the sugya bosses, first to define certain words, came across the sugya, the word bosses, the word teltum and atzad. Also we had already in the Shavua teltum and gufay. First, the word bosses, the plastic case, you have the chavis, you have the barrel, you have an oven on top of it. You put down the das to be there the whole entire Shabbos, it's a bosses. Therefore you cannot move it on Shabbos. Now the word bosses, or how the Israelis say bosses, is a case, a kan, is a base, something holding something on top of it. Now these are the one of the muxes, the Mishabuah beginning of Shinkas being done, some muxes are called bosses, bosses. Come on the Chodim and they clear one basic shayla, they clear it different ways, it's basically the same hakiro, numerous naftaminas, how to understand the yisoid of bosses. What is an havono, and the yisoid of this muxa, this isra of bosses? We clear it either mitzad the sibo, mitzad the mesoive, the cause or the effect. First say it one way, have to say it over. What's causing something to be a bosses? Is it so that you have this chavis, you have this evan on top of it, and since it's being there to hold the evan on top, therefore the chavis is a tafel to the rock on top. It's tefillis, midin tafel, tefillis. And therefore whatever the thing on top has, the thing on bottom has, but it's being mitzad tefillis is bottled to the thing on top. It's one way to look at it. But no, that's him, the thing on bottom, the chavis is not bottled, tafel to the evan on top. Just since you know you can't move the evan, and therefore you'd be the evidence of on Shabbos, therefore the thing on bottom is Mekatzeh Das. There's a Kitzeh Das going on, there's a Din of Muxeh going on. Is the Yisoy Mitzad, is a Din of Tfeilis, and therefore it's tough on the thing on top? But no, you Mekatzeh Das the thing itself on bottom. That's how Shammu and Chasosha, they clear the Shah that way. Again, is it Mitzad Tfeilis or Mitzad Kitzeh Das? Well, the same idea how a Moshe and Dibris and Simla Mechaz, he has a Riches and Machlok Yishoyden from Zamukhar, they clear the job differently. They clear what's the outcome, what comes out of this bosses. Is the side of bosses that now once the thing on bottom is now as a tuffle and therefore it's muksa, not because itself is muksa. It's muksa because all one thing, mitzah thing on top is muksa. Again, mitzah tefelis, but now what's the itself, what comes out of it? What comes out of it, it's muksa because the thing itself on top is muksa, but it itself is not muksa. What do you say? No, the thing on top is muksa, the thing on bottom is muksa. Two different muksas going on top. Oh, no, the Evan has one muksa, and the Chavis and Bama has his own muksa. To understand, maybe you say different afkaminas, say different yisaidas. One afkamin, the Paiskim, Shonim, we're really discussing. Let's say you have on top of your Chavis, Isser and Heter. So if the Heter is Mokhoshiv, then the Heter beats out, the Isser is Mokhoshiv, the Isser beats out. Let's say the case of Shavu B'Shavu, the Isser and Heter. If the Svod Mitzat Tfelis is toppled to Isser and Heter, it's both even. Therefore, it will not be a case of bosses. If the Yisrael, because Mikata Das, the thing on top became move, the thing on bottom not to move, also the thing on top is Isser and Heter is even one to another, also the thing on bottom will be a case of bosses. That's one Nafkamino. Another Nafkamino, Machlok Shishayinim, let's say you plan to leave it there only the beginning of Shabbos, you plan to take it off on Shabbos. We'll get to Sadal, Machlok Shishayinim, they want to say maybe depends upon the Yisrael, if the Yisrael is at Tafel, would it went into Shabbos as Tafel? So if it's tuffle, therefore whatever thing when it went into Shabbos, the Evan is muksa, therefore the Chavis is muksa. But if the Yisrael mitzad mekitzeh das, I'm mekatzeh das from it, I plan to remove the Evan off from it on the Chavis on Shabbos. Therefore it too has bein hashmosa is mekatzeh das. I plan to remove it, so it's not mekatzeh das from it on Shabbos. I knew the Evan will be off, I knew it will be off, therefore the Chavis won't be muksa. A third afternoon of the Paschim is called, let's say, you didn't know the locks of Shabbos, you've got to with Shabbos. Therefore, mitzat tefillah, so called soif, the basis is the top of the thing on top. If you saw the mitzat, the kitzah das, who's the kitzah das? Do you even know what Shabbos? Do you even think about Shabbos? A fourth afternoon they discuss, let's say, is there a basis of something that's hefker? The lock is, you cannot be mitzat das something that's not yours. Don't do the muks of something that's not yours, it depends upon the baal. So if they done the din mitzat kitzah das, who's the kitzah das? If you saw the mitzat tefillah, so go say the thing about was being mishamsh the thing on top. It is tuffle. But they discuss, let's say the whole pash of the case of bosses is when the bottom thing is holding the thing on top. Let's say if I care, the bottom thing is muksa, and the thing on top is when you shamsh the thing on bottom, the thing on top is not muksa. Do you say basis when it's not a base, when it's a covering on top of it? Also Makalikis wants to say if it's tuffle about it, maybe it is sad to say, yeah, kitadas maybe not. So again, back to my mentioned four nafkaminas, look among the swarm, 10, 15, 20 different nafkaminas. Those are basic. One more nafkamina, which really depends upon two chakiras, is there a bosses by klishim lachal iser? The case in the Gemara is the case of an Evan, the case of a dinner, that's a case of, that's clear as bosses. What about the case of a pen? You have a extender, you put a pen on top of it. Is it a boss to klishim lach leser? And really, one question is, how does boss work mitzad tefelis and mitzad the kita das? Which one? The question, what is klishim lach leser? Is it like the goyin who discussed, like there is kalim? Or is mitzad mukta? Two separate hakiras are really depend upon this question. Well, because if mitzad is mitzad tefelis, does that make a difference whether mitzad kita das, klishim lach leser, or is mitzad the side of Gzeres Kalim? The side called Sayyid is Tafel, the thing about itself, the thing on top, and therefore it's like the thing itself on top. Therefore, either Mahalach could go in Klishim Lach L'Isser, still there'll be a possible by Klishim Lach L'Isser, because Issim is at Tafel. Masha Enkein, if the side of bosses, Mitzah Kita Das, Mitzah Ktsar Shubay, then you have to know what's Klishim Lach L'Isser. If Klishim Lach L'Isser is Mitzah Ktsar, like the Chayot of the Mishnah Berurah, Ekonami, then also bosses, Medina Ktsar, will apply bosses by Klishim Lach L'Isser. But if the sort of klishim lach leiser is mitzad that exists kalim, so then what? The thing on bottom is mitzad tzar. No shaykes. There's no tzar by klishim lach leiser. Therefore, there won't be a boss by klishim lach leiser. The poskim halacha, the primogonim, the beginning of siman shinches, he discusses this question. He says tzarchin. He's not sure if there's a boss by klishim lach leiser or not. Halacha, the shos Yaakov. One say there is no bosses, Shlomo Zalman, the Medom Zilber go that way. The one say there is no bosses. Atzal Hasheni, the Tila David says there is bosses, and that's how the Asher goes, the Chaim Kinevsky, and others go, there is a bosses, by Kalisha Mach Leser. But again, it really depends upon both Shaila, side the Shaila, what's the side of bosses, and side the Shaila, what's the side of Kalisha Malach Doi Leser. An interesting Shaila, which I don't see clear what the law is, by case of bosses, really could be dependent upon the same Chakira. You have a book. A book, Maisa, is not even klishim lach leheter. It's like oichlim. Why? Because a book is, we never put upon the gzera. Swarm not put upon the gzera. Anything we is not the gzera. So let's say on your book you have keys on top of it. Keys is a klishim lach leheter that only let them move. But sorry, bli tzarek klal is also. So let's say you have a book that's mutter bli tzarek klal. On top of that you have keys which klishim lach leheter is only mutter and tzarek. Do you say that you say the bosses? But you have a klishim lach leheter on top of something that's not even a nichel klishim lach leheter, which is like oichlin. So on oichlin, you won't say the case of bosses. But let's say a book, mice is being mishamas, keys on top. You say that now this book that you had on Shabbos, entered Shabbos, had the keys on top of it, can you move it, believe Sarah Klau? So again, of course, depends upon the same, sorry, if the same mitzad tofel, can zain ya, mitzad asor, mitzad aktsar shavoy, the Lachor is no aktsar by klishim lach leheter. Therefore, no ktsav a klishim lach leheter. The book itself won't have this inyan. Mitzad tafel, if you go mitzad halacha tefelis, can zayin that these keys which have are a klishim lach leheter, but blitzar klaus also could be the book also the same halacha. Well, that's the definition of basis. Again, the thing which holds something on top of it, either mitzad aktsav or mitzad tefelis. Another thing we see in our sugya is the idea, the concept of total mitzad. You have a chovis, you have a evan on top of it. The law is, if it's bedas bekavono, you can't move it. If it's shokach, you forgot, and it was left upon it on Shabbos, then there comes a case that it's a bosses. However, the Gemara says, it's from Chaim Beis, even though it's a bosses, but it did not have a law as a bosses, the Gemara said, lo yishno el b'mnech, bedas not a law as a bosses, therefore you can't be metaltal. Now how to metaltal is very clear, you cannot take your rack off b'yadayim, you can metaltal the chavis. The Gemara says, by us, very clear, Kufim Dalit, Kufim Beis, the first you have to do near. First you have this chavis, you have this rock, if you have an option to be minar, you have to minar, you have to shake it off. People sometimes make a mistake, they think they can do it, it's total mitzad, it's shokach, you have no heter. First you have to minar. If you can't be minar, why mitzad, either you need a mokum, the Gemara says, or mitzad hefzad, either two options, then it's what to do, total mitzad, you pick it off, you have the rock, you put it wherever you want. That's the halacha. But again, the thing is you have to do is be menar. If you cannot be menar, then you can do total menatzad. And this gedra, total menatzad, says the Paiskim from the Gemara, is dafka tzarek tovah heter. If you're doing a tzarek tovah, iser is also. A third lashon to define is total begufay. And we had that earlier in the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Chas, the Gemara. That lets you move something with your body. The halacha over there is that it's a gedra klach yad. And there, it's different than the case of Tiltu Minatzad. Tiltu Minatzad is only Mutla Tzarek Tovah Heter. Tiltu Begufari, Bekinu Pashkin, go, you're allowed to even Tzarek Tovah Isser. For example, let's say you have a pen on the floor. It's moksa on Shabbos. Lamaisa, you want the pen to be saved. You don't want someone to take it and lose it and get spill a step up on it. Shvuah passing the locker, you take it for the kick it. I is tilted. It's tilted the gufa. It's tilted the gufa. It's served over Issa's motor. So just to be clear, we our stick is tilted and atzad. Tilted and atzad is not tilted the gufa. Two separate things. Tilted and atzad the locker. Machabe says in Simon Shnayav Sevches. The locker is tilted and atzad served over heter is motor. Served over Issa is aser. Masha Inking, total begufoi, that's the case of the Mutter even served Dover Isser. Now, I'm also giving Ikir the case of Boston, the Tilt of Natsad, and in the case of the Tilt of Begufoi, we'll get back to in the Sugar of Kiro. Mishnah by us, Kufa Malfa Bey, says, Noitul Odomus Benoi, a person takes his child, the Evan Biyadoi, and he has a rack inside his hand. Yeladim Metal to the Gemara Avakasha, what's Kilbu Jivan in the case of Yitzel? The Gemara says, Yeshlam is a case of Gaguim, where the child desires, pines, has a real strong want for his father. Like the Gemara, so, once you say that, what's the difference between the case of a dinner and between the case of Evan? The Gemara says, Echanami, the reason why dinner is also is worse is because there's a special gzeir that will fall, you'll pick it up. Fine, that means it comes out, Lalocha Maisa, can you pick up a child with mux inside? You cannot pick up a child with the mux in his hand. That's number one. Number two is, if he has Gaguim, you have a heter. Number three, even the head of Gagum is also when the case of dinner, something that's choshev. That means again, very clear, people pick up children with moksa in the hand, it's also. That's before Shah Gemara, before Shah Allah Shah. You cannot pick up a child with moksa in his hand, unless he has Gagum. Now which moksa, again, are we discussing? We have different levels of moksa. Gemara's case is Evan and dinner. Evan and dinner is moksa machmas gufay. Let's say a child is holding a pen in his hand. Can you pick him up or not? The pen the child might have a heter, why it's a goof mekoma, he likes to do whatever he wants with it. He might be doing issa with it sometime, but he might have a heter that's a goof mekoma. Maisa, can you pick him up? Is that also, just like he has a heter, can you have the same heter? Nechel, you're a goofoi. So there is a Mogan Avram, by the case of Nel Shal Shaiva, by the case of Category 2, Mogan Avram discussing there, the Ner, what's happening over there, he brings down the Rashbats, Beisaisif, it says, what's the case over there? The case is the child is holding the Ner, and you're holding the child in your hand, you're walking with the child to shul. So that's the case over there is what? Is he's holding the Ner, and you're holding the child's hand. So that's what's the case in Ner Shal Shaiva? It's the case of Kli Shemlach to the Isser. That's how Mogavram goes, Mishibur brings down. Mogavram ends off, Yesh Lahachma Ayn Reishim and Simon Shintez. Aaron Arasugyo. So come along the Poiskim, they're saying, based on Mogavram or by themselves, the Chor, you might have a heter of picking up a child when you hold the cleat of Shemlach l'Isser. Targum mekoymoy. But there's always a second problem you have to worry about. You have to worry about the kid might throw it down, and you might pick it up for him. Therefore, the Magavam is saying true, the kid carrying it there. He's walking the street with it, he can do whatever he wants. You're going to walk with him holding his hand. Plays back to Shekel, why could we ask there? Because what? The kid will drop the nerve. You're going to bend down and pick it up. The true. I think he has to get a. Yeah. He clearly has no heter for it. No tzar guf for him.
Again?
Yeah. What's Pshat Mogav Ram? Elmai has to get a guy. So, Maestro, the Mogav Ram again says, by case of Neshel Shaival, he says, walk with him. He says, Ayin Simon should test the beginning. The way that Machmas Shekel explains, he says, well, I could get dropping, you to pick it up. So you see a case of klishim lach l'isser, you might have a heter carry him on your lap or hold him when it's not something that has any shavis to it, but something that's choshev l'chor, you cannot. Why? Because you might drop it and you might pick it up for him. That's the ma'aser l'orcha Shabbos. If passing l'orcha ma'aser without calling the Magaram, you just said that pisara that holding a kid a rock in his hand, that's muksa machmas gufa. Let's say you hold something. Let's say it's a klishim lach l'isser. Let's say your matches klishim lach l'isser is no shavis. Says that you're allowed to. But let's say it's something choshev and it fell down on the floor. That, and maybe come to pick it up, then he wants to echanami, they'll still be an isser, or maybe come and give it to him. So even by klishim lach l'isser, those one time will be a heter tzar gufoi. Why? Because the kid has a heter, it's nichol yotzar gufoi. But the ma'aser, if somebody, if he's holding his hand, which will drop, and he'll come to pick it up, they'll still be an isser, you cannot carry it with him. Now, Lamaisa, this Magen Avraham is not clear that way. Matzah Shekel says it that way. Look at the Pima Godim. I'm not sure what he's saying. Pima Godim over there by Nereshul Shaiva, he says over there, Lamaisa, his words are, V'tinik ner b'yadoi, v'ov v'oichsi b'yadoi, the father's holding the child in his hand, walking with him. Ein simen shintes to show you. Afal gav she'en gaguim. Look at simen shintes, Lamaisa, it's mutter. He quotes the same in the Halakha Matzah Shekel is quoting, and it says it's mutter. Now, I'm not sure why exactly he's saying it's mutter. Is he saying because it's the ner has no kshivas? Maybe saying that the yisod of a ner is no choshev, it's like an even. Not the case of a dinner. The etzim agrees to the yisod that the etzim is a dinner by klishu matnas is also. He's saying it's mutter. You know why? Because what's a ner? A ner, the kids walk around with it. It's not choshev, it's even. That's why it's mutter. I'm not sure what to do with the prima godim. Maisa machla shekel is clear in the swam is manenu maisa machmer. If it's klishu matnas, then a father might pick it up. So that's maisa what moksha we're discussing. Now, what is the definition of what chesed are we discussing over here? Very interesting. The Gemara has two different levels. Evan, the Maisa, you're not offering up your killer to Gaguim. If he has Gaguim, Maisa, dinner is also. So it comes out, if he has Gaguim, Evan, Maisa is Mutter, dinner is Maisa also. There's a large gamut between rock and dinner. There's a lot of things that go in between. What exactly is the get of Evan? What is the get of a dinner? So where the Chayotim says over, he says over, there's something that you makbid upon. That's nickel the get of Evan. Any money, anything you makbid upon is the get of dinner. So I mean, not makbid is nifl get of Evan. Now, I don't think this one making my cloak is elders give different lashonis. They give a get of something that has a shavius to it, has a value to it, valuable, depends on what you're reading. But something that has a value, a shavius to it, is also nifl get of you're being makbid upon it. Or the way that the Chodshani says over, anything you choshi behefs is a nifl get of hakfado, nifl get of dinner. So basically, again, even though they give different lashonis, I think it's all the same thing. I mean, a makbid has a shavius, or something that shavius is, that's nichol negeder of dinner. Anything less than that is nichol negeder of Evan. And if we have gaguim by Evan, we motor. Anything that's hashavius akpado nichol negeder of dinner. Now, practically, no one really gives exact cases. Only so two swam give exact cases. Mamak kotzar kotzar. One sefer the Bris Olam says that dinner. He says, what about ezer frutois? He says maybe that's not nichol negeder of dinner. If it's sarachin, ezer frutois. I saw another sefer says 10 shekels. Nah, that's chor Evan. That's not dinner. So that's two extreme sides over here, that how exactly look together of akpod, shavius, value. That once again, to even say that once everyone had even 10 shekels and not nickel together of a dinner, to me is an awesome chiddush. Pasha, someone sees 10 shekels on the floor, everyone will pick it up. No, even 5 shekels people pick up, even 1 shekel people pick up. You know, if I would say anything, I'd say 10 agrot is Evan, 1 shekel is dinner, and 50 half a shekel, that's who I'll put the borderline, I'm not sure we'll put it under. That's what I would say over. But others didn't go that way, I'm not sure. Yishlain. I call hefsid. If someone saw, if you dropped a shekel, you know, or you walk in the street, you saw a shekel, you better not pick it up. It has value, has hefsid, it has akbada. Any loss you want to give, I think it's no definition. 10 shekel for sure, 5 shekel for sure, I think even 1 shekel. 10 agrot, I'm for sure not. For sure not. Half a shekel. Don't tell me, Yaakovinu pachim ktanim, fine. Maybe some of you, maybe nichol madrego. What? Yeah, so. Fine, so that's the gather of what chayfetz and what muksa. One other question I discussed, what place are we discussing this Indian? It's very clear the Pesach is saying it's in the Chotzer, not in the case of Shusur Avim. Because Shusur Avim, your problem is that it's a Shaboy. What about in your own house? Why should the house be any different? They want to tie it up, because if it drops in the chotzer, it will get lost. Your own house, the mice is always inside your own house, what's the big deal? Mice, it won't get lost, nothing will happen to it. So that's when they say, oh, but it really depends. That there's certain chaytim that you would care about in your own house, and the chaytim you won't care about in your own house. Mashing in your chotzer, you'll be more machmer. For example, if you're walking in the street, let's say all the air of your slime, your kid has a toy that smokes and he drops it. Who you'll pick it up? Mashing in a toy in your house, if he drops it, that's what toys in the house belong on the floor. You won't pick it up. So it could be that, so the Swarm Montana, the Rosh Shabbos, I'm sorry, the Shabbos Yitzchok, or the Shaman Innocent, the Montana, it really depends. If something gets drops in the house, and you don't want kid to pick it up, even though in the Chotzer you might pick it up, but in the house you won't pick it up, if it won't be a problem picking up when you have to go, and won't be nickel to get up dinner, we're back in the case of Evan. That means you have to judge not only what type of muksa we're discussing, the value of the muksa, what place you're in. Because certain things in certain places you will pick up. Again, any toilet floor walking the street, you would pick up. Mashenki l'chor toys in the house, no one will pick up. You won't pick up mitzad, you're worried about the hefset of it. You might pick it up because the kid wants it, but that mice will not choshish, but only choshish with that. The hefset of the chayfet in the house, toys belong on the floor. Now comes along the halacha, it's very clear that we have a heter mitzad gargulim.
When it's
in this, yeah, I'm saying the street will be a problem. Kishma Lesser also, I'm saying, if you pick it up, it'll be a problem. I'm not sure, I was asking before, I'm not sure how to do that. If so, every near Shalom, if you pick jobs, so why do you pick it up? So, Gufa, what's this? Why is the Maksa Shekel saying it's also? Fine for the key. Fine, so then, so pick it up. What's this? Fine, but the kid has a head to take it. Whatever the head to the kid is, each lot is barking, not barking. Well, Magavam saying he has a head to. He's taking it, but why can, whatever his reason or his getter is, why can I give it to him? He does say the locks of the Chinuch also, Shimon Gimel. That's the next thing in Magavam. Now we have heter, we have mitzad gargulim. What does he say the heter gargulim? When the child really wants the parent, we have a heter that you have a heter to pick him up, unless it's the case of a dinner. What does he say of gargulim? Different means halacha. The way how the taste here, the Ritva, they say the side of here is that be'etzem when you have a chavis and you have a rack on top of it, when it's not a buses, ma'isi lab do tilt him on that side. Lab pick it up and first near, can do near to tilt him on that side. So they're saying when a kid has no gargulim and he has a rack in his hand. Tell them it's sad, only when they walk in the Torah. No, it's right. He needs time to pick up chavis and move rocks around. It's only when you need the muffin, if you need something, you have a right to go do it. But he's Torah, he can't. Therefore, the Gemara is saying, when you have no gargulim, so why pick up the child with a rock in his hand? The Maisa, you're doing Tell them it's sad, believe Torah. Masha, Enkein, when the Gemara is saying gargulim is saying what? Now you have a Torah, a good enough reason why to pick up the child. And therefore, gargulim is just a muscle or a sibah that caused you to have a Torah to pick up the child. Once you have a tzibah to pick up the child, therefore you're allowed to why tilt him at tzad. And the side of that is not just a special het over here. That is what the old het, tilt him at tzad, the local tilt him at tzad, tzad tov het, l'mais is mutter. And read the Mechaber, the Prima Goron points out, the Mechaber sounds that way. The Mechaber says, Lo choshe metatl ever when he has gargulim. The Mechaber doesn't say there is tiltal, except at the corner is mutter. The Mechaber says, what? It's not tiltal. It's tiltal at tzad. And the Karenori points out, read the Rambam. The Rambam is discussing the sugya of tiltum and tzad. And middle of the sugya of tiltum and tzad, he throws in the kid holding an evan. You have a right to pick him up. So you see, the Karenori says, read the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, the side of the head over here is mitzad, is a head of tiltum and tzad. With the al gargulim, there's no tzarech. With gargulim, there is tzarech. Read the kids also. The kids in the middle of the sugya of tiltum and tzad. He says, l'chein, therefore, the head to pick up a child which has gargulim. So there's one mahalach that the Arab place can go that way. The Berger says that's a Rebekah Paskin. There's a mahalach over here that the gargulim and mice, why is the mutter? There's no special het of gargulim. The side of gargulim makes it a tzarech. And once it's tzarech, it's tiltum and tzad. And this, therefore, the het of tiltum and tzad. That's why it's very good why the mechab over here sounds that way. It starts all the way. The het of mitzad, tiltum and tzad. That's all the Rishon. That's the second. That's not the side of the het. That's a marshal. Right, these are Shem don't go this way. That's one mark. Zad Hashem, you read Rashi. Rashi very clear. What's he said over here? He said, Be'etzim should be also, except we have Be'etzim is not kind of schayli. Be'etzim is tiltal. Be'etzim would be metalkal mukso. Even though it's not B'yadayim. What's he said of the Hetter? Your special thing is not B'yadayim. Mamish is Kemat B'yadayim. They have your Hetter is kind of schayli. That's Lavosh, Magavam, Chayotim, Mishabua. They bring down Rashi Shito. And they said the side of his bet and it is total. It's not total, it is total. It's not mamish total. Therefore, it's a chiluk whether if he drops it or doesn't drop it. But it is a getter of total. And therefore, you have to come on to the side of the head to come schaily. Tosfos on Kufman Bezum, Nalaf on top, he says, it's a kasha. I am the case of what's the chiluk between the case of Chavis, of Kakolo, do total that's sad, and the case of the holding the child. And Tosfos answers, why there ain't tzarech kol kach tiltul mukso? There's no tzarech kol kach. Now Pshat Tosfos is a big tumul. Kivegi wants to say Pshat Tosfos is a tumul when he even has gargulim, there's no real tzarech. Bleib tzarech in Godel Maisa, what's the svara for that? Tzad Hasheni, the Chadish wants to say Tosfos means when he has no gargulim, when he has gargulim, there is a case of tzarech. Fine, there's a shout out, what's Pshat Tosfos? But you see, Tosfos also starts over this question, why didn't compare it to Chavis and that? The question is, what's his maskono? What's Tosfos' parrot? But again, the Rishonim seem to have two mahalchim in the sugya. Is the sugya mamas chavis and kakola tiltum and tzad? That's a ritva kitzer passing that way. But Tana Sheni is the side of here mitzad. It's a kohen chayli. Rashi have mishibua paskins. There are others that do point out, look in the grass, Aruch HaShulchan, they mamash they bold. They set off the Yisrael over here, why is it mutter? They want to say, Nichol Hefter, Tzorah Tzolchim Nantzad. And then they want to know, why is it special letter over here, Mitzad Sakonis Chayli? And the Achonim asked the Tiladov, and after Tiladov, all the Pesachim came down, the Itzchor, they're taking both sides of the spectrum. They took on the side the Mahaloch Mitzad Rashi, and the side took the Mahaloch of the Piskei Rid and the Ritzchor. Took on the het over here is al totum etzad, and the het over here is mitzad ostakans chalil mashach. Why need both of them for? This is a kasha. Again, l'maisa, we have a basic machlix over here, which means a basic nachmin la'alofa. What is the side of the het over here? Is the het mitzad totum etzad, the kitzur from the rit from the piskei rit, or the het is mitzad ostakans chalil? Now, before we get to the nachmino, let's understand the other side now. Maisa, let's go to Mishnah Berurah, let's read passing the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Ahead of mitzvahs konis chayli." Why isn't it tiltum etzad? Simple sayif. Very good. You don't want to say tiltum etzad. You want to argue the head of mitzvahs konis chayli. Let's face it. A chavis, you're carrying it. Aaron on top is tiltum etzad. You're holding a child. You're holding an Evan. Why is that also tiltum etzad? Why isn't ma'aser not tiltum etzad? So in fact, the chavis, even if you want to go like Rashi in the Mishnah Berurah, ma'aser, why is not tiltum etzad? It's coming on the chaznish. His malach says, "Echnami is tiltum etzad." Shall be so the tiltum etzad was tzarech dover her heter only let tzarech dover iser. Mashigin over here it's tzarech dover heter the child and iser. You want the kid wants the evan and therefore you want the evan also. It's tiltum etzad for iser v'heter. Therefore you have no heter in this case because you're doing it. Why are you carrying the child with the rock? You want to calm down a part of the way of coming down. He wants the rock in his hand. He knocked the rock out of his hand. Starts crying also. Keeps on crying. Tosfos. So therefore the betzim is tiltum etzad. He really does agree to the side of the pesach of the red foot. It's tiltum etzad. Except it tilted my tzad tzad tov a heter and it's your therefore it's also.
Here's
you're doing a both. Right now you want both.
You bet you want both. No,
there you're picking up because you want the head only for that. Once the other, do whatever you want. Here I want both. Bet you want both. Shlomo Zalman in Shmir Shabbos, he wants to say, no, but in this case is not tiltum etzad. He wants to say, you're saying tiltum etzad is dafka when something is pashinoi. In fact, the kid's holding it, you're holding him, that's a normal way of doing it. Since the normal way of doing it is not nickel and head to tiltum etzad. Tiltum etzad has to be something that's not normal. Then if it comes down, he writes himself, the Yamangas Chumro, as the Ulam, let's say they clean up the table, and the Shabu brings out from the Taz, you can take a napkin or a knife and take off the muksa. Says Shlomo Zalman, that's only that's how you not do during the week. If you do it during the week, same way with a napkin. A lot of people clean the table with a napkin. He says, that's not the heter tiltum etzad. It has to be something that's not, it has to be a shinui over here. And therefore, the whole reason we adopt mitzad shinui, there also has to be mitzad shinui. So he comes off a character, the best in this case is not tiltum etzad. That's his heter. That's his pshat over in the sukkah. They point out what's nafkamina between the chaznish or Shlomo Zalman. They discuss, let's say, the kid himself is doing tiltum etzad. Can you hold the child? Let's say he's not doing it, having it in his hand, doing tiltum etzad. Has it hanging around his neck. Kun the chaznish, l'maisa still be osik, so if you want both. Kun the Shlomo Zalman, it's a shinoi, therefore b'maisa be motor. What? It's tiltum etzad. No, it's not tiltum. It depends on the case. You have to judge it. If it's a quasi mil stage, people do it sometimes. Tiltum etzad pashas. Well, they want to say, okay, well, the chaznish will be makel. Let's say that you want to take the kid, not because you want to calm him down. You want to bring him to the meal. The kid's screaming, and we have to get the meal. You know, 10 minutes away. You pick him up, and he's schlepping him. And you don't care about the evidence. You don't care about the kid screaming. You just have to get somewhere. Going to the chaznish, the maestro will be mutter. Going to a kondushom zam, the maestro should be also. And the living for the shamanist and said, that's not me. So one say, the maestro should be also in such a case. And you'll have no head to get step close. It's not a shita. It's a derech. Just a case, I'd like to add a question. I'm not saying anything is mutter, I'm not saying something is ulcer, but this is a question to think about. When a young kid, 1 year old, 2 year old, he might say he has a diaper. In the diaper he made tzaya. What does he have to pick up a child who has a diaper with tzaya inside of it? So, no, but it's grashuri, if he had to give one, take it out, that's grashuri. And you're not going to change him. Let's say you're not picking him to go change him on scratch tree. Some, you pick him up to play with him, it's not to me, I want to pick him up. Are you allowed to do it or not? According to the Ritva Piskiria, the one goes tilt him and sat, because it's Sarah Chalskagum, Alkagum is no etter. Some want to pick him up and hold him and you're laughing in the meal. That's tilt him and sat, shlo the tzarech. There's no etter, stop picking up a child. Only the gum, the real tzarech is the etter, stop him and pick him up. We have no etter to pick up a child with a diaper. According to the Shlomo Zalman, the side over here is why, because the Maitre, it's a Shinoi. That's his derech. And as far as I know, if a kid who walked outside that way and it's just Ramel Chubi Chayev Skil, except he has no Machshava, Misasek, there is no problem. L'chura, a person, let's say he walks out, just like you walk out, the clothing on your shoulder, it'll be Chayev, Agdamora says. So like you have a kid around Tavori, it'll be Chayev. L'chura, a kid walking out with Tzaya, unless it's not Choshev, but the other reason, Mitzad, I just saw Shabbat Yechayev. So Mitzad Shom Azam, L'chura won't be a Shin, L'chura, how can I get a kid with a diaper? Only the Tzad to be Mekel is a Chadnish Svara. Why? Because he's not doing Tzarev Dov Isser. No one wants to tell you, no desire for that. So according to Chazanish, you might have a Mahalach. The goal, like, you want to show you the Feshmon Goa Tzotim Atzad, only Tzarech, the Rit, Gitzer, or you want to go from a Zalman, I'm not sure what the Heter is to wake up a child that has a diaper. But don't anyone come to me, and no one wife should come to me and say that I said also to do it. Fine. Now, save Chassidim? Oh, fine. No. We have clothing. It doesn't count. If you have good diapers, they only threw, not a problem. Those days are a problem. Now, main afkamin between the two sheets over here, between the Malach Tildum and Tzad versus Skanus Chayla, what is the Gedda of Gargoyim? What is the definition of your child really wants the parent? Now, different stories say different ways. I'll just start with a sugya. There's an interesting Gemara in Daf Samach Vav. There's a mission over there on Samach Vav about some Shabbos that says you have boy and want to ksharm to him. Mice is mutter. Says the Gemara, banim v'loy banayis. What's the case? The Gemara says ksharm over there is when you want to take your right shoelace and tie it onto his left shoe. Since his son has garguim, therefore there's a head that takes away his garguim. Like then, how that works? Not sure how taking the right shoelace on your left shoelace takes away the garguim from the son. Pesachimor says, the son has a heter mitzah gaguim and not the daughter. Explains Rashi, why you don't have a heter by gaguim. Refuah zu lo shaykha bin akevis, refuah na shaykh bin akevis, she'ein ha'av mechavim kokach mitchilosim she'em gaguim alav. There's not such a love at the beginning of their life that the daughter will have gaguim for the father. Gemara is saying, Rashi saying, Pshan, the Gemara, there is no gaguim from a daughter to a father, only a son. And Lamaisa Amisha says, benoi. Amish and Lysa is the case of Benoit does not say Bitoi. Shemati, someone told me that someone else wrote a letter. Chaim said, Ah, look, is that good? Benoit, Veloy, Bitoi. So, Lysa, where's it coming from? Who is the Gemara? The Gemara is saying Gagum is only Shaykh by a boy, not by a girl. Now, obviously, I don't know what Gagum is. Because if I knew what Gagum is, I don't understand what the word. I don't. It says again, very clear, sons have Gagum, daughters don't. As far as I see, Betsias wise, they crash or cry just as much or even more than boys. So, I'm not exactly sure what that means. But Maisa, that's Aleph. Now Maisa, how does one bring down the Gedder, the where Shmir Shabbat says, if you strike B'yaisa, it really wants to be picked up. Girls also, as far as I know, also have a strike B'yaisa. I'm also not sure why it's not Nichol Gedder Skandus Chayli. The way Mishabur brings down from Rashi, Skandus Chayli, Mishtrike B'yaisa makes them, kids have temper tantrum, they scream and yell, I never saw anyone ever get sick from it. Never saw even Chashas getting sick. We let them cry all the time. Chodashani says that he can't calm down without picking him up. Maisa, all kids after half hour eventually calm down. Just, you know, instead of calming down with it right away, they calm down a half hour later. Again, also not sure why that exactly the getter is. Fine, but Maisa, that's saying the getter of Gagurim, the way the Simcha Bonim brings down, very upset. Again, the floor from the Suga doesn't sound the way Skans Chayli, very upset has nothing to do with Skans Chayli, I'm not sure why that's the getter. The Archa Shabbat says Nezik Mesuyim. I don't know what Nezik Mesuyim means either. It's a type of damage. The only way my brother said a verb with calls, he says we pass them like the Piskei Rid and the Rid from the Kitchen from Aruch, and they have what together? Gagum is just a marshal, means anything. Manus naf kamino. Because if you go like Rash in the Mishnah with against the Kondas Chayli, I have no idea what Gagum means. I don't know, and therefore the Chumajim boys and girls. Masha Enkein, if you go with the Gedder of the Piskei Rid, just need Tzarech, so anything. And he's very upset, anytime they want to be picked up, any reason, side boy, side girl, my sister's mutter, any tzarek will be mutter, anything to calm them down will be mutter. That means you go to Fiske with the kids, Rebecca said we pass him like, fine, any tzarek is mutter. You go to get him, if Esim is a tiltas also, and only had that's gone schaili, then you have to find what gagum is, and I don't see a clear definition what gagum meister means. Now, people were telling me how Matthias-wise, how children and parents work, father and daughter, son and mother, just, if you want, there's a Sefer Beis Aaron, has a scroll for Byron Color. He has 50 pages about the Shaykh's parents have between kids. There's a famous Mabit Shuva discusses by Sugya Bob Machteres, Sugya Ben Sarah Moro. Over there it says that when someone's Bob Machteres, halacha is when he comes out, he you know the person who, when you dig into his house and you go into his house, you know the person not to spend upon his money, and therefore he knows he's going to come into chash koch nefesh, and therefore he's done v'nafshin, he's right to kill him. So the Gemara says, however, let's say the father's dug into the tunnel of the son. So the father, because the father will never kill the son. Therefore, it's not no chiv. It says my bit, that's father son, not mother to son. Why? Because the father is a chmon, it's not a mother. It's my bit and shuvah. Fine. And then this goes, what about the daughter versus son? But there's different cases that the Rishonim and the Paiskim and the Midrashim discuss the relationship father and daughter, father and mother and son, how they exactly work. And again, if you want, by Richas, the same base iron has 50 pages on it, iron chunk. Fine. That's mitzad the Gedda of Gagurim. Now, there's a second thing over here that we're discussing to picking up a child. Come along to Rishonim and say, once we have this chum over here by a dinner, we have an iser, that even by Gagurim there's no hefter. What does it mean there's no hefter by Gagurim by case of a dinner? The way how the law is very clear, that you're walking with a child on the street, you want to hold his hand, and he's walking. Can you hold his hand when he's holding mokso? So if he's holding something that's a rock, has no value, no shadis, a value allowed to walk with him in the street, no problem. Come along to Rishonim, however, the whole machlok is by case of a dinner. Rashi comes along and says, not only can you not pick him up, you can also not walk with him in the street holding his hand. Why? Because maybe he'll drop it and you'll come and pick it up. That's Rashi Shito. We're trying to bring it down, Magaram, again by the case of Shimon Shin Ches, by the case of a Ner Shalom, he's saying you cannot walk with a child holding an arrow, he might drop and pick it up. That means Magaram is choshes for Rashi Shito. And that's how be a lot of things down the path passing away, the ground, the kids are, the Elamites are passing this way, and Shemir Shabbos goes straight this way, the Chumro. I tell Hashemi, Ramban, he says, what are you talking about? Even kin, how can you even stand next to a child holding mukso? Elamai, the iser dafka when you pick him up. However, when you're walking with him, holding his hand, there's no iser when he's holding a dinner. And Elamai says how the Arusha passed away, the Mukiyos, the Ritva, they go, this is Mahalach, the Nesivis, their Chaim in the Tzaripaskins, and those one time, that's Ikla Loch Lamaiso. So it's two sides. What do mitzad, you're walking with a child when he has a dinner in his hand. The Meshavu Lachur Paskins in between. Not like Rashi and not like Ramban. Meshavu brings down the El Rabba. And the El Rabba says when he has Gagurim, then he can be Mekel. People think Meshavu is Paskin Lakulo. He's not. He's saying really in between. Rashi holds everything is also whether Gagurim or not. The Ramban holds everything is Mutu whether it's Gagurim or not. The Bialachur went in between. He says if you have no Gagurim, Maisa Bichosh Rashi Shito. If he has Gagurim, Mokmatzerich, then we'll Samech upon the Ramban Shito. And therefore when he has Gagurim, he can be Mekel. Again, you have to define what the word Gagur means, which I'm not sure exactly what the getter of Gagur is. But coming out according to Mishabur, when he's holding a dinner hand, you want to walk with him holding his hand, Mishabur went in between and said, when you have Gagur, you can't be Mekel. Now there is the oral Maisa. Mishabur is coming from the Al Rabbi, you have Gagur, you can't be Mekel. Maisa, you read the Mechaber and the Mor, Taz, Magarvom, they don't sound like the Locha is. Like the Locha Mechaber is Tam Yisha, and the Locha is Tam, sounds like Rimachmor Tarashi. Chulop Shad is, that when we say Stam Yeshoimim, the Mechaber, the Pesach say, Alok Kistam, the Kaf HaChaim over here bring down the Klal, Stam Yeshoim, Alok Kistam, but why is it bring down the Yeshoimim for? Why is Maisa Mechaber bring down the Yeshoimim for? Says the Kaf HaChaim, and the Old Meisah point out, why? Mokam HaTzarech, Shasat Chak, with Samech upon the Yeshoimim. What? That's the Yeshoimim is Mekel. It's Mekel. That's the Kaf, you can be Samech upon it. In this case, the gutter is. You want other cases? I have to see every case. That's one of the reasons why I bring down. And that's when he brings down that lashon. So if so, it comes out, this be a loch that's paskening, and he brings down Stam Yeshem, and the Chashuk brings down that way, and the Chedon brings down Stam Yeshem, a loch to Stam, but comes out the same Mok Matzarech, with Stam Yechpan Yeshem. That's not what should be a loch. The Alocha is saying, Gagurim, the El Yerabik, who is Mekel, not just the Bialocha and El Yerabo. It comes out really that that's the Mechaber. That means anyone who saw like Mechaber, the Ramah, Taz, Mechabram, and that's how the Chachmazon, or Chashuk, they write, Sam Yeshu, that means the Mechaber, Gagurim, Mesemech upon the Ramban Shita, and Ilana holds him when he has Gagurim, that holds his hand when he has Gagurim. Now, the case over here, the Rishonim are very clear, that, again, there are two cases. One, can you pick him up? One, can you walk with him in the street? Now, there seems to be an in-between case. Let's say you want to hold him, but not walk with him. Let's say he's not walking. For example, let's say he's standing in one place, the kid. Can you hold his hand when he's holding mukso? When he's sitting at the table, and he sits upon your lap, and he's holding mukso, is that nichel in this case? What case is that exactly? When he sits in your lap, that's still to begufay. The only problem is he might drop it. Is that a case over here that's nichel in this chumro, and my colleague is Rashi versus Ramban, and only by Gagum can be mekel? So too, Spong Mamish go two different ways, two-handed gets for him. The Nachlis Yisrael brought down by the Shari Mukhsi wants to tell you the words of the Paiskim is what? Uhu Mahalku Raglov. Let's say standing. Standing, one says Nichol as if it's nothing, and therefore it's no Ister, even without Kagum, Maisa will be Mutter. So, Maisa goes as far. He says, because maybe when you're walking, you'll fall and get lost. He's sitting there. You're walking there, it'll drop. The kid will pick it up, you won't get involved with it. He says, Ulai. He says, read the words. Words are, why does it keep saying, Uhu Mahalku Raglov? He's going by his feet. Which I would have said this meant he's standing, but that thing means walking. I saw Hashem in the Arsa Be'urim on the Mishnah Berurah. He said, in the case when your kid's on your lap, you want to say, Chu Bishwam, until you're out sitting in your lap, you have to have to decide you have to be good for you. But let's say it's something that's choshev, if the kid might drop it, he says, it's also, why you come and pick it up? Which again, that's clear as far as the svar of din that you might come pick up should not make chiluk whether you're walking or not. The words Malchum Baraklev just sounds like this means Achuka, you're not picking him up. So again, it'll come out on Shabbos. When a kid climbs upon you, you have to take him off. Else, you have this exero of case of by case of a dinner. You should not let him go on. You let's put it that way. We'll stand up. Get off for you. Tom, get off for you. Tom, get off for you. Now, let's say a kid has books in his hand. Lamaisa, what should you do? Very practical. Kids have books in their hand all the time. Let's say there's a coin in his hand. What to do? So really, you can knock out of his hand for different reasons. There are three different ways, reasons why you want to knock out of his hand. Let's say you want to knock out of his hand, why? Because he has 10 shekels in his hand, and you want to save the 10 shekels. So Maisi, you're not picking him up, you want to knock it out of his hand. It's tiltum on his side. Maisi, tiltum on his side, tzarek tover, for iser. Therefore, the Paiskim say, he has a muksa in his hand, you want to knock out of his hand, make sad, you want to save the muksa, that the Paiskim say, Maisi is also. You can kick him with your foot, right? But without that, to shake it out of his head, to tilt it without turning it over, also the mice said that Biyash and the place can say mice it's also. Let's say you want to knock it out of his hand. Why? Because you want to save him from Issa Muksa. Let's say he's 5 years old, 7 years old. That mice tilt him without turning it over ahead to meet the kid. Then you all allow to knock out of his hand. Let's say you want to knock out of his hand, you want to pick him up. Because you can't pick him up when he's holding it, because he has no gagurim. Also, tilt him without turning it over ahead to. He's holding a rock, you take it, shake it out of his hand, and then you pick him up, no problem, tell him it's out. So of the head to the mice, you can't knock it out of his hand. Let's say a kid has a pen in his hand, and he's scribbling on the wall. Are you allowed to what do you do in that case? So, again, there. First, one question, can you just take it out of his hand, straight out? Why can't you just go over, a kid's scribbling on the wall, happens all the time. Can you go over to the child and take the pen out of his hand? What's a shiloh? Pen is klishum lachle iser. Is it tarkufa mekaymoy? No. Is mecham lezel? No. So what is it? It's no man's land again. Yeah. What? So? That? He's not holding bat. He's writing on the walls. What El Rafa? Not sure where you're referring to. He was an Isser. He picked up Isser. Who's that going to give somewhere else? In fact, you're a Chacham Shlomo, not Eli Rava. We don't pass the Chacham Shlomo, no. We don't pass the Chacham Shlomo, no. You said that Mila. I don't know about that. Probably Mila have a hijab, because it's sort of, I don't know. You don't see the case of Mila. So, again, first you have to know, if there's a klishe makhla iser, is it tzakuf mekaymoy or is mecham letzel? Of course, neither one. Back before the shell, what's klishe makhla iser? It's habusha shaboy. Is it, you want to clean up something that's habusha? We have makhla in the place, it's habusha, it's tzarek Shabbos, it's not like tzarek chol, but mice is not tzakuf mekaymoy. So the chor would be the same exact shell. Those who are making the habusha shaboy, you also, tzarek, right now Shabbos, you don't want the walls to be cold for it on Shabbos. Therefore, if you understand the study of tzarekuf mekaymoy means it's a Shabbos and not tzarek chol, the chori go take the pen out of his hand and put it, take it away from him straight out. And the reverse of Ephraim in Chalkei brings down on the Yitzchak of Shlomo Zalman, and Shlomo Zalman says, take it straight out of his hand, no problem. Why the chori understand the study over here, the tzarek Shabbos, it's kli shmach, it's mutar tzarek Shabbos. Atzal Hashanah, those lukura argue by Busha, they want to tell you there's no hetim to Busha, because not tzarekuf mekaymoy, he also take out of his hand, it's not tzarekuf mekaymoy per se. What? Let's say you want to clean up, you have a pani house that you don't want there because you're embarrassed. That's what it's caused by. Klitschel Nachla Isser. No, we're not covering the priest. You don't want there. It's not nice. I don't want you to. I want my house to be clean. You wanting your house to be clean, is that Tzarkuf Mekoyim or Mechamat Zah? Which one is it? The Chol Yisrael Paiskim. Here, the Chol will be the same thing. So those who are Machmo, the Chol will be Machmo, then what do you do? So the Chor, you want the wool not to get dirty. So the Chor take it in his hand, shake it out of his hand, and tilt him outside to have to have a heter. So it comes out, according to Rishon Mazam, and he says he can take it straight out. According to others, one machmel the Chor, where do you just shake it out of his hand, and then when it drops to the floor, you can bend down and pick it up, so you kick it away. Fine. So basis of Gimel, the halachas are, I think, are very simple. The lumps upon it, we'll get back to Bez Hashem next time. We'll more get out of the Sugya Bosses. Just like to go right now to Simon Shin Chesef Mem, Memalach, into the Tilt of Balachayim. The Austin Sugya was discussed, Bekitzer, the Indian of Chayin Noises Atzmoy, by us, or Paschal, Gimel Osses, and Rabbonim. So, Maisa, we Paschin, that by Behemoth, you don't say Chayin Noises Atzmoy, Masha, and came by person, we Paschin, Chay is Noises Atzmoy. Therefore, being metaltal balachayim, what's the lacha of being metaltal balachayim? The best one comes out, you read Simon Shlichas for us, three different types of balachayim. There's all behemoths, chayin tzoi, there's tanagol, and there's a child, three different people. By case of all balachayim, the lacha is that you can be medadein and doichin. Doichin means you can push the animal, make it go, and medadein means you can grab it by its neck, by its body, and schlep it along, because it's really going by itself. That's by all balachayim. By case of a tanagol, you cannot grab it by its neck. Why? According to the Rashi, mitzad muksa picks itself up. You mitalto muksa. According to the Rambam, it sounds like mitzad issa of toilish. Fact, the Rambam in the Skavim. Finally, place can say the case of the psik ratio, or the way Tosfos Shabbos says the kol psik ratio is also. And therefore, by tanagolus, we hold we cannot do midadim. However, doichem we push it. Why? Because it's going by itself. That's by a tanagol. By a child, the loch is medadim and doichim is mutter. Is mutter. You just can't pick off the child. Now, kids in the gate, the animals, because we don't really have animals. The loch is by all balachayim, the mice is mutter. Why is medadim mutter? In fact, the ran, the place can bring down, that the loch is medadim is grabbing it, tilt from mixas. Tilt from mixas, by mace, we still see tilt from mixas, is shmei total. Says the ran, he said over here, the head is dakat tsar balachayim. Therefore, the Mishibua, Magavam, Mignan, the Het over here is dafka by case of Tzav Alachayim. Being medadded an animal is only mut by Tzav Alachayim. Otherwise, we also. Now, this Heter, the place is very clear, is dafka in the Chotzer. Mishibua says, Nana Kamalis, or Chotzer says, in the Kamalis, the Mice, Nana Kamalis, Mishibua says, how he says, when you have Agom Gedolim, he's been starved to Ran Shita, brings it down, and says, when Agom Gedolim can be Makel, also in the case of a Kamalis. Mice, it comes out when Mishibua, if you have real animals, medadded them is only in the Chotzer. Mashiach and countless mice is also. By case of a tanagol, case of doichin, tanagol is pushing it. Now, what is the getta of doichim? Mice is doichim case of total mixas, not total mixas. Now, if we know how much of a tzarech you need, we're saying by the case of medadanim, come on, the Iran says it's tzar balachayim, you need a heter. Why? Because total mixas is shmei total. Pushing an animal, what is that? Is it allowed to stamp for no reason? Pushing it goes by itself. So come along the Pirim Godim and the Paiskim are saying that there are different levels. There's tiltal but mixas, there's no tiltal. Doichim is like in between, it's a tiltal mixas but mixas. Where's the Pirim Godim is? Lav tiltal kol kach ave. It's not a tiltal. It says Pirim Godim, but it is a drop of a tiltal. And therefore it says you need a case of a hefsid. You need a case of a hefsid. That means some push animals, some azoi, to make them go on Shabbos is also. The only time you have a heter is either by medanim tabal chaim or doichim mokm hefsed. Some you see animals on Shabbos, that's not negated to hefsed, and some you want to push them, make them go to also. You cannot make animals go by pushing them, blowing other ways, maybe, or them following you. But some is a locha, bal chaim, maisa muksim Shabbos, and to make muksim move by medanim is only mutter tabal chaim, and doichim is only mutter by a case of mokm hefsed. Otherwise, some is like medanim, maisa is also. Now, let's say, for example, you have, what do you do, let's say you have bugs around you, and you want to get rid of them. You have a fly, a mosquito, you want to get them off of you, you're not too happy with them, or you have jukes around. Can you put a piece in, so one eater said the place is very simple, you want to pick it up, to tilt it out, start over hatter, because you want the place not to be there. It's very simple, put a piece of paper, they'll walk upon it, or take your dustpan and walk upon it, then take it out of your house. Like, you want a menorah over here, you gain nothing out of it. So therefore, you do tiltum l'tzad tzarech dover heter. That's what you should do. Otherwise, the chur, when it's upon you, when you want to get it off of you, to hit it with your hand, I'm not exactly sure what the heter is to hit it with your hand, a bug on you. Unless it's a gashuri. Now you have to judge what the definition of Graf Shari is. Otherwise, it really depends where you are. I mean, for example, on the streets, you know how the Graf Shari is only when you walk from where you live. I don't know if there's a heter upon Graf Shari in the street. I don't know if that, but that's not your house. I don't know if that's a heter. Or it's by your stand, let's put it this way, it's on your stand and in shul. There's no heter Graf Shari in your shul. So you want to knock it off. And l'chor, there's no heter doing that. Of course, if you tell to the group, like, or even tell to, I'm not sure what the heter doing your Graf Shari, l'chor will be a bayah. What? Well, yeah, the ficha is, yeah, we'll get the lach of the ficha, but mice is mocha. The mice is mocha. What? Blow it off. Mice probably, by spider, they blow the head off. It doesn't work, because I always have that thing attached. What? Who says that? When you knock it off, you just it's not potter. It goes off, it's not potter, you're metal mocha. I'm not the Yosef. We'll see. The Yishalmi says even in the Makom HaMikdash there's no heter of Graf Shari. You have a mouse inside the Makom HaMikdash. Christ can make now. Yeah, shul is not better than Makom HaMikdash. What? So you're putting the paper there, they'll walk upon it, that's it. You're talking to something else. A bug? No, the... Is that the normal derech to carry a bug? Normal derech you smash it. That's normal derech. Al Mike, you can't smash it, you mean metal that way. That's not normal derech because you kill it. I think, usually. Fine, but then but you won't. So you have to get to a lot of sweeping, you'll see how we define sweeping. The question how to ever sweep. The Pesachim say either it's Graf Shari, so you have that the graph, you have no diploma graph. If you tell someone it's not, I'm sorry? Take out of your soup? So think about it. The Chandra says that, but it's not bottle, it's a different idea. No. Chandra is not saying bottle. Chandra is saying, but he's saying nothing bottle. He's saying it's not Messiachas in the filter muk, so that's it. Not Messiachas, not hospital. Fine, but Chandra may not understand. What?
Why not
do
it
on the field? Why not? So when you have the shell in your hand peeling an egg, you have to drop it, right? It is muksa, you have to drop it. Because it's not muksa yet. What's a muksa? The shell is part is the shemir to the pre, and it's not muksa yet. Fine. That's mitzad inin of Baal Chai of a Shabbat Chai. To get a person, the Sif Mimalev, again, the Gemara is very clear that to Mdadi a child or to Mdadi a child, even the Shusar Abel Maisa is motor. However, let's say the child is crawling. The mechaber brings down when the child is cooling, the mice then it'll be osir. Now, osir, it'll be an isser even in the case of a kamelist, because the pasuk says mishmul be alochim misopik. And the magabama says the case of deraisa, a case of cooling, again be alochim misam machlokes in the getter. Now, this practically what that means, Chaynes is asking what the getter is. Among them, we're showing the different levels. What age of a child? It could be 1 day old. It could be 8 days old. It could be an age that he crawls. I mean, age that he puts one foot in front of another, and then can he walk like an adult? The five different levels that a person can be in the gate of the halacha of Chayinu Tzatzmoy. Every single level of machlokes we shine in the paskin. Halacha we paskin is lamaisa. 1 day we aser, 8 days we aser deraisa. So we paskin even with cooling is a pashikas din deraisa. We are looking at mizal machlokes. The case of the mechaber being mekel is a case when the child can put one foot in front of another, but he doesn't walk normally. He goes slowly. You ever see kids start learning how to walk? They go step by step, slowly, one after another, and they constantly plop. That means in this case, that's when you have a heter. Now, what's the yisoid of the heter over here? Is machlokes, mokavaming down from the balamor. The yisoid over here is tzadok gozu. However, the ikla person go tzadrashi, that since when he takes one foot in front of another, it's a case of davon. And therefore, it's the case of the bottom, and therefore we're not grazed by Choynoshes Atzmoy. So again, it comes out, if you want to push or drag a child, and the Maisa, even if Shusha Rabban, the Maisa, it's Mutter, if he puts one foot in front of another, even if Shusha Rabban, you're allowed to do that. It's a portion, one foot, there's no problem. However, the Mishabu Mignath Magabam from the Sugya, let's say the child is tied up or the child is sick, and the Sikha Moshe explains the Shuba does not mean he cannot walk. This means he has not too much strength to walk. In such a case, he's nichel negedo of someone who's not chonayt his atzmi. He's back to a one-day-old child, and therefore you cannot medadid, or cannot be doich to him. I mean, this het over here, Daku is not tied up when he's not sick. Now, there is a shail over here. What happens when he's sleeping? What is sleeping like? Is it nichel in the category tied up and the category of sickness, or is it nichel in the category of a healthy child? Just right now he's sleeping. And that's when we learn the Sugya Gittin, and really from Halach Shishanim over there, Shalom with the gifts and the Gemara is. And Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, very strange, he asks the Kasha, my time of the why not the Paiskim over here mentioned and passed in the Loch of sleeping. It's not put down anywhere among the Sikhalim or all the Paiskim. And the big Nachkamina, what do the child is sleeping? For example, let's say your kid is sick. The Chodesh Eimai Sakono is a case of a Karmelis. Halach Shmishamba says, you allow Karim to a Karmelis. Why is Chainash? It's absolutely shwush, no problem, carry him to a doctor. No problem. Now, my son, a lot of times when you carry him to a doctor, he's sleeping. Is sleeping tied up, and you won't have a heter shvosh shvos. If he's up, you won't have the heter. The Paiskim left out the case of sleeping. Medadim and Medaychim is not really negay in the case when he's sleeping. Because he's not sleeping. He's not sleeping, Medadim and Medaychim. But what it is negay is when you have a heter of Chalushay Basakona, shvosh shvos. That's, well, Shail among the Rishonim, how to look at someone sleeping. It's a black white place to get him. Shail the gears to Gemara. So how do you look at that? Is sleeping like tied up? Like he can't because right now he's sleeping or not. So again, after Madam and Deichel is not Negev because then you're pushing him. Where is Negev is Lamaisa when you want to take him to the doctor. As Chalishim Vasekona, is it Shvosh Chayinus Atmai with a Karmelis or not? Again, it's very strange. It was left out by the Paiskim. Moshe comes along and says that this sugya over here about Madam and Deichel, he says that's not the case when you want to go somewhere. Let's say the kid's screaming and crying. He's very upset and it happens, you know, you go out to meal Friday night, come back 10, 11 o'clock at night. The kid wants to be picked up. He's screaming, yelling. He doesn't want to walk home. He wants to be picked up. It's a case of a carabalist. They'll have to pick him up or not. So Moshe says, since we hold Chaynesh as Atzma, he's a 5-year-old child. Chaynesh as Atzma, it's a case of a carabalist. Shvush to Shvush, he says, since it's mokum tzar for the child, nichli geder mitzvah, you'll have to carry him home. No problem. Now, people don't seem to do that, but let's make it practical. Let's say even if you want to be machman Yishlaim Erev, you want to be machman a hold of it. But l'chua, it's not worse when a kid's screaming, he doesn't want to go home, not to carry him. Maisa, it could be the area, but let's say not. The chor is nichel get of karmelis. Karmelis or chaynus is atzmi. Karmel, take him home. Not allowed after. It could be other reasons, but maybe because you have some different sources. It depends why you're being machlok for kinzayin. Depends why you're choshev lechomro. But Maisa, Moshe is saying in the case of the karmelis, even now medam and doichem. He says, "Shvoshvus, go pick him up and go carry him." Again, after we know what's the halacha of case of sleeping. What category is? Do you have to wake up the child, and make him walk or not? Fine. Atkan, I was thinking, but Atkan, next to Sifim Dal, hey, really Dal, is it one of the main sites of Bostis, and trying to learn it well.